Welcome to the Food Freedom Habit Podcast, where you can find freedom from food crazies using nothing but your own brain. With me, Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach. Would you like permanent food and body peace without tracking one trigger or calorie? Whether you're dealing with overeating, binge eating, bulimia, food obsession, body hate, or the endless diet cycle? We do all this without delving into past trauma, starting yet another food plan, or monitoring every meal. Live a free life aligned with your health and values. If you're ready for something real, you're in the right place. All episodes are 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Hello, it's Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, and it is a snow day. Do you see this? It's been like a six-day weekend. We've been trapped inside. No one's going anywhere because there's just a lot of snow. And I'm here in Nashville, and when it snows in Nashville, everyone just freaks out and stays inside and everything is canceled because we're not equipped. But it's been fun and it's been cozy and it's been a snow day. So I just wanted to share with you guys all the lovely snow and come to you with a message today from Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, ending eating disorders. Yep, that's what we do. And I'm really excited to talk to you about some really clear data that's come up. And I want to thank you guys so much, all of you in the Facebook group and this amazing community, for submitting questions and things you wanted to know about and things you want to hear about. I've definitely been getting to those in the live feed. So stay tuned. Your questions will come up. I always keep them anonymous, but thank you so much for submitting your questions in there because I want to know what you guys want to know about. And that's what we're going to do. So this is what we're talking about today, about these three things that you must prepare for now if you want food freedom. It's really good to sort of get a behind the curtain look at what you need to be thinking of in advance, you guys, so that you can be really successful. Because without this, you can really lose your opportunity to be able to get free if you don't have these three things. And we've seen this happen over and over. So I don't want that to happen to you. I want you guys to have that information. So I'm sharing it with you today. So when you guys are tuning in, feel free to comment, to like, to hearts, to say any questions that come up for you along with our live feed today. So there are three specific things that you really must do in advance to have food freedom. And not having these in place can keep you from recognizing the solution when it's right in front of you. And I have coached women who have delayed their recovery for over 20 years because they didn't have these things in place yet, or they didn't have, you know, one or more of these things in place. And in the meantime, I've seen women who have spent over $150,000 and missed out on their children's childhoods, lost loving relationships because they didn't have these things in place, all because they were missing one of the three things that I'm going to talk to you about today. So because I have helped hundreds of women get free, and we have literally talked to thousands of women over the years, these women that we interact with, these things have come up as really clear trends. And they aren't so clear. I want you guys to understand this. Like, I can show you guys what these are because we talk to like thousands of women. But when it's inside your own head and it's just you and your thoughts, they're not usually so clear. So that's why I want to give them to you today. Hi, guys. Thanks for joining. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, ending eating disorders. All right. So let's get into it. I don't want you guys to miss out on the train to freedom because you always imagined you would get there on a bus. That is a big thing that can come up, is it's different than your vision. And that'll be one of the things we talk about today. But I want you guys to see these things in advance so you don't miss out on that. So here are the three things you must prepare for now if you want food freedom. Ready? Number one, you must make the decision before you find the solution. So here's what I mean by that. We find that a huge success factor for those who end their eating disorders is making a decision. And almost all of these success stories that you guys hear of these people who have gotten free, that have, you know, coached, you know, with us and gone through the program, made the decision before they found the solution. They decided that as soon as they found the solution, they would pursue it. They decided that they would do whatever it took. They decided they wanted to be free. So one deadly trap is pursuing solutions where you can feel like you're working, but you're actually not making any progress. So you might feel busy, you know, tracking your meals or digging into your past. And we're not looking to see, okay, has my eating actually changed? It's this never-ending train of like, well, I'll just keep doing stuff. I can just keep staying busy. So take a look. See, has it actually changed your eating? Has it actually changed what's happening for you? And what happens is we get lulled in by the comfort of feeling busy and working on it when we're not actually seeing progress. Then we get faced with something that actually works. And if you haven't made the decision in advance that you want to be done, that you're absolutely committed to being done with this, a lot of times we can start backpedaling because, whoa, this is working. Wow, now that it's working, do I really want to be done forever? Am I really ready to not have an eating disorder anymore? So do you see how when you're 2 inches from freedom, you can actually start self-sabotaging because you haven't made the decision in advance. So these are the women who will stay in their eating disorders because they get freaked out when they actually find out that they can end them, when they see something that's working. So number one, if you don't want to miss out on freedom, decide now that you want freedom and that you're gonna be okay with it when you start seeing solutions work. Because there are so many things out there that you can just keep working and staying busy with, but you don't see stuff happening. So sometimes I get it. Sometimes it can freak you out when you actually see that this is working. So be ready and be prepared. And hi guys, so fun to see you on. Hi. All right. Number two. Be willing to see things another way. Like I said, if freedom is a train ticket, but you feel like it should be a bus ticket, you will miss the train. Be willing to say yes to freedom, no matter what it looks like. Be willing to open the door to it when it knocks, because the minute that you decide what it looks like, you become blind to what it actually does look like. So I have an amazing client who graduated from the program a while back. And when we first chatted, this was coming up for her. She said, "Look, I don't know if I can do your program because I was really looking for more like one-on-one weekly coaching," right? She was looking for the thing that she had in her concept, in her mind, that she had done before, like, oh, that's what I need. Hi, guys. Oh, it's so fun to see you on. Feel free to make comments if you've had these experiences or if any of this has come up for you or how you've overcome it. Like, this is such a fun community. So feel free to comment and like and all those things. All right. So that's where she was going, right? Like, oh, I think that I need more one-on-one coaching or more something weekly, right? But here's what made the difference in her getting free. She caught herself. And she said, "Oh, but I've been doing that for years and it's never helped. So I probably need to try something new." Do you see that switch right there? And after 20 years, she's now free of her eating disorder. But it was all on that little hinge point of, oh, okay, am I willing to see this another way? So here's some examples of things that we get attached to that hold us back from freedom. Okay, I can only get free if it's a lot of work because it can't be easy. I know it's going to be a long, hard journey. If you think it's going to be a long, hard journey, and the solution actually ends up being a lot simpler than you thought, guess what? You're gonna miss the solution. I have had women after 30 years of binge eating be done in 3 weeks. I'm not saying it always happens that way, but I am saying that a lot of women that I coach are really surprised by how simple it is. And if they were looking for something more complex that was harder, that was gonna take them another 20 years to fix, then they would have missed their opportunity at freedom. Here's another example. Oh, I can only get free in ways that are free or under some like random dollar amount that they've decided in their brain is like their financial limit on their freedom. I have seen women spend 10 times as much on their eating disorder than the amount that they would have invested in fixing it. Here's another thing that we get attached to. And remember, you want to ask yourself, does this resonate with me and am I willing to see it another way? Okay, here's another one. I can only do it if it's something I can do on my own. I have had women come to me. Okay, so here's a specific example. There was a woman who came into our program who just, that's her personality. She does everything on her own. She's a self-starter. She's a DIY, like she's gonna do it on her own, right? And after 29 years, she decided to see it another way. She is now free from her binge eating, but it took getting help. It took her seeing it another way of, you know what? Like she says this. I've done an interview with her. She said, you know, it's like it was either get help or have an eating disorder for the rest of my life. She chose to see things another way. Here's another one that comes up. I can only do things, I can only, you know, pursue solutions where I'm guaranteed to lose weight. This is a big one that comes up, you guys. I have seen women gain 50 pounds while they continue to binge because they keep looking for the solution that they can lose weight with at the same time. If you decide that freedom and the solution looks a certain way, you're going to miss the things that are what freedom actually looks like. So, number two, prepare now to see things another way than what you think might be the way that it's going to look to get free. Number three, be decisive. You must prepare now to make the choice of freedom as soon as you find it. And you guys, I totally get this. I'm somebody with a personality who's like, oh, well, you know, like I want to think about it. I want to look at all my options. I want to sleep on it. Like that's totally naturally my personality. But you can have a personality that's kind of like that and still not miss out freedom because you know that in advance you need to be decisive and decide that as soon as you find it, you're going to act on it. So, when you come to this sort of stuff, you've got to act now. We did a study of 80 people who didn't move forward and fix their problem when they had a chance. In 6 months, half of them had zero improvement, zero improvement. And the other half of them, their problem had gotten a lot worse. That's a 0% improvement rate for those who weren't decisive and didn't act now. They either stay the same or it got worse. That's how important this little hinge piece is. So, the time when you are in the most danger of missing the train to freedom, that you most desperately want, the most dangerous part is the 24 hours between when you find the solution and when you're deciding if you're going to pursue it. Because you actually found what could set you free forever. And your chatter brain, you guys have heard me talk about the chatter brain, right? It's that part of your brain that, you know, perpetuates these habits like binge eating, right? So your chatter brain, the one that has been fighting to keep you in the same cycle of your eating disorder, will never fight harder than the moment where you're about to end your eating disorder. When you've actually found the solution, the chatter will say things like, oh, things aren't so bad, or you can probably do it on your own, or you should do something, you know, like you should do what you're doing for a little bit longer. You should give it more of a chance, or like, you know, it really doesn't look like how you thought it would. Like it probably needs these elements to get you free, or it simply couldn't be that simple. Do you see how all these things are just what the chatter says to keep you in the same cycle? Here's a big one, you guys. The chatter will say, what if it doesn't work for you? What if it works for everyone else, but not you? And then you're really doomed. And the chatter can literally, with a simple statement like that, hold you back from a lifetime of freedom. Maybe the only opportunity that you ever had to be free from this. Notice how the chatter never says, what if you don't do this? And it was the one thing that could have ended the struggle. The chatter always says the thing that is going to keep you in the same behavior. So this is your opportunity. That's why the decisiveness is so important. With the women that I talk to, 90% of them feel the same fears when it comes to changing this and fixing this. The difference between the ones who get free and the ones who don't is just how they handle the fear. So be preparing for these three things now that will help you to not miss the train to exactly what you're looking for, freedom from your food struggles. You need to prepare now to, number one, make the decision before you find the solution. Number two, be willing to see things in number three, or I moved on to number three. Two, be willing to see things another way. And three, be decisive. Oh, this is great. Love it. Love the comments. You guys, this is Lydia, the lifestyle coach. Thanks for joining me on this lovely snow day, and we will talk soon. Signing off. Mwah. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. If you felt a spark here and want to see how these principles can work in your own life, here is your next step.
pop over to lydialifestyle.com/session. That's lydialifestyle.com/session, where you can book a free session with our team. We'll give you a call and together find clarity on three things. One, the exact cycle you keep getting sucked into. Two, what isn't working with your approach. And three, what's missing to close the gap between food prison and food freedom. We have helped free hundreds of women all over the world from their food struggles. These are proven principles that work, no matter how long you've been stuck. This is Lydia, the Lifestyle Coach, signing off. Mwah!